Yes, greetings in the name of Jesus, and thank you once again for calling in to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I'm privileged and honored that I'd be able to spend this time with you around the Word of God, as we have talked about already. And I am thankful for the Word because, you know, all the things in this world that we can see and feel, we can touch things, they're temporal. They're temporary things. They're here today and gone tomorrow. But the Word of God abides forever. And you know, sometimes we don't fully appreciate that, but when we get to a point where we're pretty low or we feel kind of down, we can remember that the Word of God is here for us and for our children and their children and for all of those for generations to come until the Lord comes back. And it makes me humbled, but it also makes me very glad that we have the Word of God. Why is it that we have the Word of God and there's millions and millions of people who have never heard and who don't have access to the Word of God? I don't understand all that. The Lord will have to explain that someday to us, because I don't have all the answers for that. But I do know this. We are very, very privileged to be able to have the Word of God. And I am so thankful for His Word. And I hope that that's a reflection of your heart as well. I'd like to read to you today out of 1 Thessalonians, and I'll be reading in chapter 5, and I'll pick up here in verse 14, and I'll just encourage you to go back through and just read the whole book here, the whole New Testament letter here to the Thessalonians. But anyways, we'll cut in here at verse 14. Now, we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. Some very encouraging scriptures here, and some nice things to meditate on and to think about. We've been given some very practical counsel here for living a godly life and a life that is an example to those around us, that we could be salt and light in this world that is so wicked and full of darkness and hatred, a world that doesn't know that there's a God out there that created us, and He loves us so much, He gave us His Son, and He sacrificed His only Son to make us adopted into His kingdom, that we're heirs of the King through the blood of Jesus Christ. We have these words here to encourage us day by day, because God knows our frame. He knows that we get discouraged. He knows that we can be downcast and we can get weary. And He gives us some encouragement and some words here that would help us along the way. And you notice here that we're being exhorted to warn those that are unruly, and there's quite a list here, to warn those that are unruly, to comfort the feeble-minded. Have you thought about comforting the feeble-minded? We're told here that that is something good that we should be able to do, comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. be patient toward all men. You know, when I think about supporting the weak and being patient towards all men, it just seems sad that sometimes in our society we can really ridicule and put somebody down so badly and so cruelly that it caused them to be bruised spiritually, to be hurt deep inside. I remember once had a chicken that was very sick, wasn't doing well, so it was separated out from the other chickens. When I put it back in with the rest of the chickens, they all came over and started pecking on and were going to kill this chicken. They were so cruel, so vicious towards very unkind. And I thought, I wonder if we do that to human beings, if we ever make people feel like that chicken, everyone ganging up on, everyone making a big deal about something that was wrong with this chicken, ready to kill this chicken. And I know that's kind of a weak analogy there, but I wonder how close it comes to being reality sometimes in our lives. Have you ever seen somebody being sorely mistreated with words? Maybe you've seen somebody that's been very much ridiculed and put down, and maybe you've even been a part of that. I don't know, but I just wonder sometimes if we don't act similar to that sometimes. Instead of acting Christ-like and being able to comfort the feeble-minded and supporting the weak and being patient toward all men, I think that is a reflection of Christ our Lord. Verse 15 goes on, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men." You know, God is not expecting us just to only treat brothers and sisters this way. Brothers in Christ, sisters in Christ, but it's to all men. Because you see, I believe that this is something that displays the very character of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when people see that He is in our lives, making that happen in our lives, they're drawn to Him because it's not normal. It's not something you see every day, that we'd not render evil for evil unto any man, but that we'd let God take care of it. The world doesn't know how to handle that. The people don't know how to respond to somebody that shows them love for evil. I think it's something that really undoes the human spirit. And it makes people think about what's different about this person. Again, it's part of the character of Christ. Verse 16, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. God is expecting us to be able to rejoice and to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. I think about that. How often do I pray? And I like to try to pray each day and to be able to express my heart to God and pour out my heart. But I can't even come close to saying that. I pray without ceasing. And I know that doesn't mean that when you get up out of bed, you start praying and you don't stop until you go to sleep that night. But it's talking about a lifestyle of prayer, a praying without ceasing. You're constant. Each day, every day, praying without ceasing. In everything, giving thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God wants us to be able to truly give thanks in everything. And again, I feel so far away from that, but I know that's the will of God, says so right here in His Word. Maybe that's how we are able to pray without ceasing. Ask God to do these things in our lives, that in everything we could give thanks. And I don't mean in a sarcastic way, but to truly be able to give thanks to God for everything. It takes a real man of God to be able to do that. And that's my ambition, and I hope yours too, that we would truly be able to work towards this, that we would give God thanks in all things. Or it says that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And He says, quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. prove all things, hold fast that which is good. And the only way we can prove all things is, again, by the Word of God. This has got to be our measuring stick, our measuring rod, to be able to see what is good, what is evil. It is what God has given to us that we might be able to see these things and have our minds renewed in that way. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming again. Jesus is coming again. And when he comes, will he find us faithful? Will he find us hidden in him? And that he'd be our all in all. It says in verse 24, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. God calls you, and he enables you. He does that for me, he does that for you, he does that for all those who will surrender their lives to him. He calls you, he enables you. It's not something we muster up. It's not something we work hard to do. But he calls us, and he equips us. He enables us. He makes us fit for the kingdom of God. And may God bless you as you ponder these things today. And may he cause you to draw closer to him. God bless you.